the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
The Broadcast Education Association recently announced their rankings of over 300 universities regarding quality of education and programming. Missouri State ranked third overall and first in screenwriting for 2021. I'm Nikki Donaldson. Today on the Missouri State Journal, my guest is Christina Pipa. She's the graduate director of MFA in Dramatic Writing and an assistant professor in the Department of Media, Journalism, and Film at Missouri State University. Pipa shares about these rankings.
When I first got here, I was really blown away by the quality of the screenwriting students. And so I taught at a number of universities and different programs. And I think it's because they get so much hands-on experience that they really know how to write a script. And they have great characters and stories. And so I actually was not familiar with BEA when I got here, because I'd been working more in the profession than on the education side. And so it was great to get that experience. We're really proud because we're number one in script writing out of 300 schools across the country. And that includes our undergrads and our grad students.
Since coming to MSU 4 years ago, Pipa has written and directed a short film utilizing the skill sets and talents of colleagues and students. She tells us more.
So I got to make this short film with my colleagues and also with students in the graduate program and undergraduate program just this summer. We had to wait about a year from COVID because we were supposed to start filming. The film is called Unmanned, and we were supposed to start filming in April of 2020. So, of course, we had to delay until we could do it safely, but we finished it in December of 2021. And it is now playing in festivals, so it'll be in the Kansas City Film Fest International this month.
Pipa's work is being recognized as a standout. She just won Best Female Director at a recent film festival, the Wild Sound Festival, for this work. She piques our interest with some details about the film.
The film that I made with my colleagues and students is called Unmanned, and it is currently playing in festivals across the globe. It was actually at BEA, at the Festival of Media Arts in Las Vegas, a couple years ago that another professor and colleague in the film department, Jonathan D. Mabee, was telling me about how he had this idea for a short film about a female drone operator. And strangely, I was writing a script about an unmanned aerial vehicle and a drone operator, and I was calling it Unmanned. And I said, that's really bizarre, because I had set this script aside. I wasn't sure what to do with it. So, and he was a Marine, so he had a lot of expertise in the service. So we just decided to start from scratch, page one, and write this new script together. And we collaborated on it. And then he was the cinematographer, and I directed. And we were able to work with really talented actors that graduated from the BFA here at MSU in acting, and also the professor and Broadway star, Lisa Brescia, was in the film too.
Another interest of hers is dramatic writing for a fiction podcast. She elaborates.
The podcast that I wrote and directed and we produced right here in Strong Hall in the radio studio is called Teen Medium. And I wrote that with my collaborator, who is a Broadway pianist and a singer-songwriter composer. And we just had such a great time recording it with the actors in the musical theater program here. And we've been editing it and putting it together. It's sort of a demo for this podcast, but it just won an award at BEA. So it's exciting to get it off the page and make it. It's set in a high school in a musical theater type setting where the lead of the high school musical is missing. And so the pianist, who's also a high schooler, teenager, starts to hear her singing and realizes that she's gone to the other side and she has to figure out what's happened to her. And now she realizes she can hear ghosts singing. We're trying to figure out what to do with it, if we should just keep making it on our own because it was great to make the pilot, the first episode, or if we can get somebody interested to go ahead and produce it.
That was Christina Pipa. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of Strategic Communication at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.